Hello friends, we are studying the subject of rural marketing and we are now studying chapter 6 on product strategy, and Professor Ashish Hathi is going to take you through this chapter. Essentially, here we are going to learn product related strategy, though you will have various other aspects being covered, but at the heart of it, it's product. So that way you have to look at this. Starting with this, like you have urban marketing mix, that is product, price, place, promotion, you too have rural marketing mix, but they are tweaked, and this is what we are going to understand. And now in that kind of a scenario, we have already seen lower purchasing power, value for money, their communication needs to be very centered around the cultural and, you know, values prevailing in the society there. So various such things you have to keep in mind while you develop your marketing program or a marketing mix for the rural market. There are various other limitations like infrastructures and communication that also you have to keep in mind. So we will get into understanding, first of all, various aspects which is different from the urban marketing mix. First is the product. Here, urban product, as I told you, urban people may require fancy, socially shouting kind of a product feature so that their social profile improve, which is not the case. Here, quality is paramount. Product feature which gives a quality. Okay, that's a very paramount. Therefore, the marketer before develop any product must think of the quality. But there, you have various product levels as we have studied somewhere in the marketing, you would have understood, which is basic product, expected product, augmented product, and potential product. I will not get into explaining them, but I will give you a simple example so that you have a basic TV. Essentially, when you switch on, black and white, few channels are available to you free, which you can still get your entertainment. But you have another television with certain additional features being provided to you. Okay, so now that's like what you call, after the basic product, expected product. And then comes the feature pack TV, okay, which is an augmentation. You have added various other features, smart, you know, purchase, you have a net connectivity, etc. And then you have a smart TV, which is potentially beyond expectation, like maybe AI enabled. So the kind of program you watch, TV itself will search for you when you switch it on and propose you. So this is like a potential product. So this is what is the base, four different levels of product. And here in the rural market, it's not where we have understood various approaches, you know, undifferentiated, differentiated, bottom of pyramid, etc., or trickle down, etc. But what it essentially one has to understand that adaptation of product is very critical for the rural market success. So there are various success stories are there, which is say like smaller packaging. Shampoos were first introduced in a smaller pack, 1 rupee pack. It has to have a local relevance. The product that you introduce, the kind of packaging, the kind of wrapper you have, the kind of message, it has to have a local relevance. There should be a local problem, local need, and therefore local relevance. Durability is paramount. Veem Tikkia was say not very popular there because Veem Tikkia, Indian housewives are tolerating even ages, you know, it becomes so soggy when you start using, which is not going to work. So likewise, durability is very paramount. So Lifebuoy lasts long, therefore it is more preferred than Dove, etc., which gets moist and therefore which gets loosened up. You tend to get a feeling that more soap getting consumed, so rural consumer will resist such things. Price wise, they are very sensitive. They look for value for money. So whatever that they buy. So it's not, as I told you earlier example also, that 10 rupee Lifebuoy you are selling in urban market, you have to sell it at 8 rupees. No, it is like the entry. Price as an entry point is very important. So whether you create a smaller bag or you offer a discount is in your hand, or you make the payment in such a way that it suits their ability, their, you know, seasonal demand, or they were cyclical or a daily earning. There are many in rural area earn daily income. So how do you set that? That's very important. A commonly used strategy for marketing rural area is a bundling of the product. So once you know that these are the products essentially they would like to use together, can you not create a bundle pack for them? which is not, say, essentially required in urban market, so that these people get a value for money. That's the first thing that they will like about it. So low smoke chula. So here is an example, comes with a 5 kg of pellets and a solar operated portable pumping system coming with sprinklers. So now there's a company who understands the rural this thing. So they have given a chula with the pellet, which is, you know, they can do while at the same time given them the solar powered pump so that they can fetch the water for the household and the sprinkler to probably if they have a, you know, farmland, use them. So this is what you call bundling of the pack. Again, we are continue to discuss price where approach needs to be rural centric. So here there are various new approaches companies have already developed. So for example, HPCL has a Rasoi Gas, you know, it's a shared service. They will have a place where various chulas using HPCL gas has been installed. Rural population can come there, use it, pay for the use. But that way the awareness is spreading. Tomorrow it is those people who will ask, can I have your chula in my house? So that's a low cost product. So 1 rupee sachet, 2 rupee sachet, etc. or 200 gram bottle, which you are probably not providing in the urban company. Value for money. How can you create a value in what you are providing by your pricing? Flexible pricing scheme, maybe seasonal considerations are taken into account. Best example is Coca-Cola adopting and reintroducing 200 ml bottle at just rupees 5. It's available only in rural India. So these are some of the pricing tricks and tactics that marketers are playing. Place very prominent aspect we have earlier also studied in the marketing environment chapter. Here, emphasis is same, right goods available at the right time when it is needed most, but it is in a far-fetched area. So your distribution is very important. Now, distribution is not only in terms of just making product available. Here the consumers will have numerous queries. So answer query, know the competition, handle competition, all that your local shop guy has to do it. So you have to empower him, you have to enable him. So that's another challenge of the place in rural marketing. Various rural centric models are undertaken by different firms, you know, to meet their challenge. Companies have come out with their own solution or used the existing solution innovatively, differently. So things like art, they regularly have arts taking place. So you be present, malls, they are village malls. They are places where rural folks go there, where you get most of the items, supermarkets and that kind of a thing. Petrol pumps are the frequented place by the youth, etc. Cooperatives, they have various rural cooperatives, NGOs working in rural India, local entrepreneurs producing goods, etc. So maybe you use them, provide bicycles and many other means through which you enable your rural coverage and the reach. Okay, distribution models have taken its own shape, unique to rural market, direct distribution. Here, instead of having layered distribution, try and reach your goods directly to the rural retailer or a rural wholesaler, etc. Create a local partnership, make them part of your growth story so that he provides you the place, he provides you the manpower for distribution. He covers your market instead of your spending money and effort. Syndicated distribution, in this model, two or more companies come together and they each utilize others' skill or a power or infrastructure, and that's why they collectively reach larger household. Okay, hub and spoke model, you create one prime place, spokes are the smaller place. So from hub the goods go to spokes, or from spokes the goods come to hub and then hub to the urban. So both way it can happen. So this is a very powerful model. Other formats, as I told you earlier, hearts, mobile ones, village malls, etc. are there, petrol pump, bicycle. I put that Shaktiman model is on the bicycle that I earlier told you. Now, place being very important, the distribution systems are being identified. Different nature of distribution systems are being identified on different criteria. The first one that I'm introducing you is based on ownership. Ownership-wise, there are three distinct distribution systems. It can be ownership of the product. So around that you create a distribution, ownership of the consumer or ownership of the product and consumer. Ownership the product wise, heart. You own the product, you be at the heart. Or you create your van for the distribution, or you be present in the mall, you be present at the petrol pump. So that Dabur example that I took in the marketing environment, where they tied up with HPCL, outlets, almost 1500, 1600 plus. So likewise, syndicated distribution system, one company ties up with another non-competing product company. But here, they are the producer and the owner of the goods. Coming to the ownership of the consumer, cooperative society. The cooperative society is not meant for the manufacturer. It is meant for their member. So consumer is at the heart, or a youth group, etc. The mix of it is SHG, that is rural distribution model, bicycle model, rural innovation centers. These are centers put up by government and they want to create one particular change. Now you also be there, and that's why you create a change. So you want to promote hygiene, so soap distributor can be there. So now the soap is sold as a hand wash, and therefore one of the hygiene tip. So likewise, okay, rural innovation center. Another way to differentiate your distribution system, another distribution system itself is through a direct and indirect layers of it. The direct model, heart, cooperative, SHG model, village mall model, it is like a more direct, which is a manufacturer directly doing this. Indirect model are syndicated distribution model, where both the parties play a role, or you tie up with the outlets of various companies or a petrol pump, etc. So that way you create your indirect model for the distribution. Coming to the marketing mix, now the another P called promotion. Again, it's very vital here. What is important is to how best to relate your product. First challenge is to relate your product. He should feel that I need this. Okay. So as a result, advertising mix may remain same. The weightage may differ. That's also a different thing. But you have more or less similar channels available. However, what is important is to give up inhibition. Make the your communication, promotion should be such that it breaks the inhibition among the rural consumer. Toothpaste, grandfather and tradition, or forefathers have used charcoal. Can I use toothpaste? That will be the biggest thing. My mother used to wash clothes like this. Can I think of Surf Excel? So that's an inhibition. What will people say about me? Break that inhibition. So you have to do the promotion in a way that way. Okay. So I remember Colgate used to do the Colgate promotion, wherein in a colored water, they drop that Colgate toothpaste, the colored water will spread out. So that way they communicate. Okay, when you brush with our toothpaste, the bacteria and all will get killed, wiped out. And that's how they make this believable for the rural consumer. Influencers are being tapped, they are encouraged to start using their product, and their usage, their word of mouth will create a different traction with the community or the believer of that influencer or opinion maker. Okay, then from the rural context, touch and feel, seeing, touching and feeling is the best option so far, and therefore your presence in the heart, rural malls, village malls, etc., or reaching your mobile vans, etc., or Shaktiman going with bicycle, doing various initiatives there, put up a small tent cubicle, demonstrate the product. So such thing has to be taken into account, seeing, touching and feeling. And advertising, adding a rural channel in a media is not very costly. If you are spending say 80 on urban communication to reach urban target, maybe spending another 20 will help you to reach rural. So start, have the inclusiveness of the rural channel, rural newspaper, rural radio channel into your media plan. So tactics which can be used for creating an awareness is very important. So either here again, the promotion is to be of a different range, a cycle rally, kusti, they do that, rural melas, be present, street plays you arrange, okay, or a dramatic competition, and like kind of, van promotion, those things are the one which even attracts them. You know, they love, they run behind, kids run behind, then the kids spread the message at home. Mama, these people have come, etc. Papa, these people have come. And things like film in the night or a puppet show and many other such techniques are being used for the rural promotion. Word of mouth is very important catalyst in the rural consumers. And you as a marketeer of a rural market should know how to create one. In urban market, even technology helps you. In the rural, it's always word of mouth. So generally, people start with the opinion leader or a community influencer, and then their acceptance of the product will create a different word of mouth. Rural consumers like buying from a known retailer. The trust is very important, from whom they have been buying all along. So that is another aspect one should keep in mind. Promotional strategy needs to be different due to lower literacy rate, limited access to media, and reliance of word of mouth is more. Trust is the prime mover. So below the line promotion, therefore, attracts better market. It's a better marketing tool. Below the line means you do not say heavily advertise, but you create events, you create engagement, you create demonstration, that seeing, touching and feeling opportunity. That's what you create. Culturally relevant messaging is very important. Rural India believes still cultural and moral values, and that should be unified. So when there is a Makar Sankranti, Lohri, you know, you create your message to align with that festival spirit. Okay. And then comes the lifestyle changing habits and all. Audio visual is always more attractive, far more than the only vocal. So there, you know, people use a lot of video based this thing, and therefore the digital is becoming immediately more powerful than even radio. Otherwise, radio was reaching them. After television, if any other was reaching, was radio. But now digital wave has gathered. So, because audio visuals are always more attractive. Okay. So, coming to the example-based indication, Godrej Chotokul, it's a refrigerator name. They wanted to reach out to the rural consumer and tap that market. They saw the need for them to store, okay, and that they have done through a refrigerator that runs on a very minimal power. So instead of that metal and all those things, they came out with the FRP and, you know, those kind of thing, and then they promoted this through local fairs, school gathering, social gathering, through a direct marketing using influencers and a community leader, etc. So what they did was make the product more visible, give it to the influencer, pass it on to that product at a much cheaper price after they initially use it, but they start talking about it. So that being the case, the product concept and its classification in the rural market. Now we have to understand, because as I told you, the focus of this chapter is on product, how products are classified for the rural market. So there are distinctly two different frameworks, 4 P's and 4 A's. 4P is product, price, place, promotion. We have just probably completed. And 4A is accessibility, affordability, availability, and awareness. We have briefly touched them before. That's a chapter 2. It must be evaluated on the acceptability parameter of the rural market. We have seen that, you know, people should feel that this is a product that they require. Acceptability is therefore one of the biggest challenges in rural market. How to make people accept toothpaste is a better alternative than the charcoal. Detergent powder is better than washing through the stones, etc. and rubbing your clothes through the stones. So the challenge is to identify the taste and preferences of the rural consumer and then offer the product. So that being the case, rural consumer judges the offering on the basis of feature of the product, then the quality, service mix. So it's a how good going to be your service, either a product feature, service feature, or a mix, and the quality there. So that's quality is paramount important, and then price point at which you are offering it. So you see, they look for value for money. The product offering for rural consumer therefore has to be different, and that rural market strategy therefore should not be an extension of your urban strategy. It has to be designed for low income strata, the bottom of pyramid strata. Okay, so that is what one has to keep in mind. Example out here, innovativeness. We have studied that innovation was part of both the growth model, III and IDI, that we studied in chapter 2. So here Philips and all have tried to enter rural market by innovatively creating a product. Here the radio picture is given. This radio doesn't require, okay, the power. You have a charging, that alternator, dynamo kind of thing. That facility is provided so that it, when you run that particular part, the power is created and that can be consumed, stored in a battery, and you consume it and listen to the songs, etc. So that is the way company has introduced the radio in rural market. Later on, consumers only told them, ye chhod do, humko kuch se achha do. So they introduced the battery powered. So then you require electricity. Electricity is now available, so not a problem. Like Cadbury India developed a Choco Bix. That is a chocolate flavor biscuit. Chocolate was becoming very popular, and to entangle more rural consumer at a low level of price, chocolate biscuit was introduced, and the small pack they were giving. A product to be successful in the rural market adjusts to the challenge of the physical and social environment as well as the status of the infrastructure facility. Should not get perished. Long transportation time, long time to store. Sometimes the temperature is very high in summer, sometimes temperature is very low. So how do you handle those things? So offer, product should be offered at a rational value for money. People should feel that at price that I am buying, I think I am getting what I want, value I am getting. Rural consumer, ensure that they do the cost benefit analysis always. Okay. And for example, everyday industry which produces the battery, we all know I have used during my days metal body, this thing, etc. Was surprised to find that plastic torches when introduced in the rural market. Earlier they were making the torches using the brass. The sale fall down drastically. Okay. Why? Because rural consumer, when their brass battery was going outdated, they were getting a money for the brass when they sell it off, which was not possible for the plastic. So you see, so much of that mindset change was required, understanding was required. So a marketer should be keep following aspect in mind. A product should be appropriate for the local rural environment, topical, too cold, too hot, etc. Should be affordable, simple to operate, no complications. Okay. And probably one more point, value for money. They every time look at, am I getting better than what I am paying for? Which is also a tendency among urban consumer nowadays. Level of the product, this we have studied earlier. In the common marketing, this thing also, there is a strategy called product level strategy. Core benefit, basic product, expected product, augmented, potential product. So at every level, more value is created for the consumer. You offer something which has a better value for the consumer, better convenience, better comfort. So that way, this concept is also applied in the rural market. Okay. So if I have to give you a simple idea there, also I have taken earlier as I remember. You bring a TV, which is basically just start the TV, few free channels available. So that's the entertainment through a relay is a core product. Then you create the basic product. Then you start offering few more channels, few more options to choose from. So expected. Then you augment color and few other features. And then you provide potential product, AI enabled. So that way. So this is possible. This is needed also in the rural market. One can really see that. Here you have various level wise information given. I will hold on so that you can probably refer to it. I've already explained. Going forward, we are learning the rural product classification. Further way of classification is based on the nature of product. So fast moving consumer goods, fast moving, they definitely move over a period. Toothpaste, for example, the kind of a design of the pack, etc. is such that it will last for a month. So after every month, you have to buy a new toothpaste. Ketchup, maybe after 2 months, you have to buy. They are like moving products. They definitely get consumed in home. So therefore, their quantity will go down. One day, that product will get over. So the household will require. So fast moving consumer goods, fast moving consumer durables, or you can say only consumer durables. Services are now in demand. Even in the rural market, agricultural produce. So these are the way rural products are classified. Here, the basic understanding about what is fast moving has been given. It comprises of consumable, non-durable goods like toiletries. So they are non-durable, they are perishable, in other words, they are consumables. Okay, toiletries, cosmetic, beverages, food items, like packaged goods. These products usually have certain shelf life and therefore should be consumed before that. So major players are HUL, Dabur, Marico Industry, Colgate. They are into FMCG category. Consumer durables are non-perishable, things like appliances, automobile, watches, furniture, air conditioner, refrigerators, etc. Earlier, they were being purchased from a nearby town or an urban city. Now, companies are trying to reach as close as possible. These are the companies who are leader in consumer durables in the rural market. Rural market currently accounts for more than 50% of the total durable consumption in the country. Look at the power. Television have 37% ownership in the rural market. They have penetrated India with the highest degree of success as a source of entertainment. So you see that durables are important. Although the penetration of the other durable is low, which is also a fact, in the last decade, however, penetration is growing, especially say refrigerators have doubled. Otherwise, rural people believe that aaj ka khana aaj hi khana hai. No storage of food. Now, various reasons are compelling them. Various reasons make them feel that they should also have a refrigerator. So, refrigerator sale has doubled. Okay. It is like a motorcycle have grown tremendously. So, TV is growing rapidly despite the phenomenal success even in the past, owing to favorable changing consumption trend and size of the market also gradually growing. Rural area offers a lucrative investment. Also, government plan to shift the industry out of urban India. So, all these startups and all, government is encouraging them to be in the rural market, use rural labor, land is given cheaper, finance is made available, electricity is somehow reached. So, various things have been given. So, as a result, consumer durable requirement will increase. Okay, because people are earning and staying at the place where they belong to. So that being the case, services are also on demand. Healthcare, they also are looking for a better healthcare facility. They need telecommunication, mobile and other things. Banking, they need banking services, and the government has done tremendous work out there. They also now want to ensure their house, tractor, etc. They want to give better education to their children, etc. So you see that these are the various companies who have done a remarkable work in service side. Agricultural goods are essentially a tangible goods, however used in the farm activity. Okay, so it includes either the farm input or it includes the farm output. It may be material, equipments or seeds, like which is perishable. Okay, products of all allied sector like livestock, poultry, fishery, etc. also come under this. Major players are mentioned to you out here, and they provide growth momentum into agriculture goods market in rural India. Further, to better understand the rural product classification, another way of rural product classification is need, place and paying capacity. These are the three. Another factor, need is equivalent to required for any organism necessary for the safe, stable and healthy life. Do they need that? Clean water. Now even mineral waters are getting sold in rural market. Okay. Shelter, air conditioners. So these are coming up as a need because the heat is going up. So, and if you can afford, why not you have a air conditioner? So likewise, potable water, or say what even the water purifier is finding an acceptance in rural market. So, place is the availability of the location. So, that is place we have discussed a lot in say even chapter 2 and even otherwise in this chapter. So, it's a location where innovatively either you use your local distributor or make your local partner work for you, etc. Paying capacity is another way that rural product can be classified. You either have an unbranded, branded, luxury or innovative products depending on the paying capacity in which you want to put this, and accordingly you can decide your price classification. classification of product use in rural India. Here are various ways the rural products can be classified. Psychological needs, physiological need, my apology, need with your body. So it is all essential things like food, clothing, you know, household items, furnishing, etc. Safety need, lock and key, simplest of it. And then comes the insurance product, retirement plan, etc. Belonging, personal and grooming products, jewelry, they want to look beautiful also. Okay, esteem needs, you know, luxury product, expenses, they want to create a social differentiation. Self-actualization need, hobby, travel, go to different part of India, etc. Go to Tirupati temple or go to Gir forest to see lion or tigers, etc. Ranthambore. So that way, the paying capacity wise, high paying, low paying. So that what is another classification, there's a distinct classification, so to say, friends, high paying and low paying. So based on that, high paying will probably prefer branded, luxury, socially differentiating products. Low paying will go for unbranded or a smaller pouches, etc. Place wise, rural centric product, they prefer products which are evolved and developed for the rural market. So agriculture product, carpentry, and those things, organic product, which is has to be developed where it is produced. So you see a lot of startups which are based on natural products are located in the rural India. So these are the way the products are classified for the rural business. Coming to various product related decisions and the strategy that one can adopt in the rural market. So individual decisions are, when it comes to rural market, product decisions are the individual product decisions, product line decisions, product mix decisions. I am assuming and presuming that you understand this, and accordingly I'll be talking, but I will briefly explain you. Individual product decision means, should I provide Lux now with the chameli flavor? Should I provide now Lux as a 500 gram pack? This is an individual. Line decisions are, every company have more than one product serving the same purpose. So for example, Hindustan Unilever, under their personal care product line, offers 9 to 10 soaps, starting with Lux, Rexona, Liril, two like Lux, Lifebuoy is the lowest this thing, Rexona, Breeze, Liril, and it goes on to have Lux and finally the Dove. Lifebuoy anywhere around 15 to 30 rupees range, and Dove is above 100 rupees. So you see, that's a line decision. So what is your line decision? Should I add one more line product? For whom it is? What should be the differentiating feature? So these are the product mix is a sum total of different product lines. For example, I'll again go back to Hindustan Unilever. They make product line that is personal product line, that is all soap, hair care, shampoos, Clinique Plus, and they have another one like then the detergents, washable. So that is Surf Excel, Surf Matic, Wheel, okay, and then the Rin Tikia, etc. So likewise, they also make Lipton tea, red tea, they make brew coffee. So they have various skincare products, okay, Fair and Lovely, now it is named differently, Vaseline. So all together is a product mix. So what should be the decisions for the mix? You can add a product line, you can curtail product line, you can add a product category. So Hindustan Unilever has a personal product category, beverages, which is all teas and all, and fashion, so that is all the Lakme, this thing. So should you add another category? So that itself will change your product mix. So with that understanding, which is more than required, so I have explained you product decisions could be about feature, quality, design, size, packaging, many things, okay. Quality is of course an individual product decision, whether you want to make it durable, moderate, efficient, economical, what is that? Okay, this directly relates to the value that you are wanting to offer to your customer and the nature of satisfaction. Consumer evaluate based on the technical or the product specification that you have given them, vis-a-vis their notion of the product that they needed it. Okay, so most often in rural India, people set their own emotional specification. Rural people are driven by emotion and therefore they judge the product on that. So rural consumer view heavy watch as a better quality watch than the digital watch. They may be scared of it. इसमें कुछ हो जाएगा तो पानी जाएगा तो दे विल से यार व्हाट इफ वाटर गोज इनटू दिस. ओके सो क्वालिटी ऑफ सीमेंट इज जज बाय इट्स बीटर टेस्ट और अ ट्रैक्टर बाय द साउंड ऑफ द इंजिन व्हेन स्टार्टेड. इंजिन साउंड इफ इट इज फाउंड पावरफुल ट्रैक्टर इज बिलीव टू बी पावरफुल. सो इट्स लाइक एन इमोशन ड्रिवन प्रोडक्ट रिलेटेड डिसीजन दैट दे टेक. Marketers should understand these emotions and translate them into essential product science, physical science of the product, so that will they find immediate acceptance. Another one is a feature. As I told you, we are learning various aspects: individual product decision, product line decision, product mix decision. So you have a quality decisions, you have a feature decision. So which feature to add? Should I add a variety? Should I add another grammage, etc.? What will attract? Your packaging needs to be changed. Carefully decide. So you say refill pack. That's also a feature. Marketer must carefully decide, select which feature to be added so that product will have some value. So like in Indian consumer, initial pack, you take a Kisan's ketchup bottle, but then later on you have a refill pack. So bottle is already there. Refill pack is cheaper. Value for money. So that's how. Design and style, that's another decision that you have to take when it comes to the rural product. Design and style should be not very trendy, out of the world, shattering type. It has to be such that it enhances the value already added. Style implies the look and feel of the product. That is, you know, design is more technical side. Include all the features that contributes to the ultimate usefulness of the product in a look. While designing a product for the rural market, one must take into account the environment in which product will be used. What functionality the consumer is looking at. Should you offer ease of use, convenience of operation, various things, and thereby the cost control. So design aspect has to relate with the cost finally that you are going to charge. So giving you this some example, Chotokool we have already discussed, it's a refrigerator, is groundbreaking product in terms of technology, design, etc. It doesn't need power. Chotokool is a 45 liter plastic container that can cool food at around 8 to 10 degree on 12 volt battery only. So that's a small battery. Okay, that's a differentiator. Abandoning the compressor technology used in the normal refrigerator, they use a thermoelectric and solid state cooling system. It does not have a front opening door, but opens from the top. Okay, so that maximum amount of cool air generally remains in the bottom. As you know, cool air settles down. So to ensure that the cool air doesn't get wasted, when you open a refrigerator door like we do it at our home, entire cold air comes out because warm heat is out. So cold transfers to warm or warm enters the cold area due to the transition. So the cold air comes out, which is not the case with Chotokool. It's a bike, continue to improve. This is a household product when it was introduced, very successful. Okay. And many ruralites have also gone for that. It offered a lot of income generating opportunities also to them, storing cold drinks and, you know, offering it to the transit passengers, etc. Chotokool are being used by small shops, kiosks, etc. So they can keep the soft drink cold, chocolates, etc. So these are the importance of developing a product innovatively to suit rural market requirement. The Chotokool game is a game changer because of various things that we have already discussed. It's a just right philosophy to meet the specific needs of the rural market. It demonstrated the power of frugal innovation. Okay, instead of compressor, the 12 volt battery. Instead of front opening door, top opening area. So low risk, low cost, it blends innovation, etc., and offers a trustable product which has a more utility, a value for money.